Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
Most companies make a critical mistake when classifying their accounts for growth. Classifying accounts for growth is not a linear exercise to decide which is the biggest. It must also be about which accounts have the most potential to grow. And this is where most companies make a critical mistake when classifying accounts. They consider their best clients simply as those who currently spend the most money. So what we've done is develop the sales leader classification model to fix this mistake, because it forces you to classify accounts based on a combination of present levels of engagement combined with future sales potential. Now, I've shown you the sales leader classification model below. And if you look at it carefully on this blog, you'll notice that there's two considerations. The first consideration is the level of engagement. High levels of engagement occur when both you and the client have multiple relationships developed between your organizations. When you're deeply engaged, you're entwined in the company account and move from being a partner to being an insider. When you're an insider, the most profitable incremental sales opportunities appear. A highly engaged client might have the following relationships in place. The seller has a key relationship with the buyer, the second and third in command, and maybe the project manager. The seller's manager has a relationship with the CEO. The seller's project manager has a relationship with the implementation manager. The accounting departments between the two companies have an open dialogue between accounts payable and accounts receivable. The users of a product have a relationship with the customer support team and trainers. Contrast this to low levels of engagement, where you're really just considered a vendor. In a low engagement environment, a seller might just be the single point of contact within the buyer inside the purchasing office. Next, in the sales leader classification model, we have potential. Potential is simply defined as the revenue, the future revenue potential for this client. Ask yourself, is there a high potential for incremental sales opportunities? How many other competitors are selling to this buyer? How many other buyers exist inside this client? How much or what percentage of the total available business am I getting as a seller? The answers to these questions will determine the scale of potential for new incremental sales opportunities at your client. When you measure both the future potential revenue that the clients have for your business and the levels of engagement, you get a better picture of the overall business that you're managing, and you can plan accordingly. Stay tuned for our next podcast, where we'll discuss in detail the four different categories of clients that emerge and some strategies to help grow their business with you.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.